Okay, our next item, agenda item 8, is our hearings before the Board of Forestry. So the Forest Patrol Assessment here.
Good morning, Chair Imason, State Forester Doherty, and members of the board. My name is Tim Holschbach. I'm the Fire Prevention and Policy Manager with the Protection Division. This agenda topic, as Chairman Imason stated, involves hearing before the Board of Forestry regarding landowner tax lots, which are being added to the county forest patrol assessment rolls in Yamhill and Lane counties. There are 5 landowners that have requested a hearing today. Mr. Rocky and Ms. Dorothy Leslie from Yamhill County, Mr. Jared Evans in Lane County, Mr. Randy Rasmussen in Lane County, Mr. Greg Reed in Lane County, and Mr. Stephen and Ms. Diana Shevchek in Lane County. In all cases, the tax lots in question are recently classified as forest land by the respective county forest land commission classification committees. Lane County finished their classification filings November 19, 2016, and Yamhill County filed theirs January 11th of 2018. As required by ORS 477.250, Section 2, the landowners receive notification that certain tax lots that they own will be added to the Forest Patrol Assessment Rolls. The process for appeals and hearings before the board were also included in that notification. Once a landowner notifies the state forester that they're requesting a hearing, the next step is for the landowners to meet with the local ODF district personnel to further discuss the matter. On April 25th, letters were mailed to each landowner inviting them to do so. Mr. Stephen and Ms. Diane Shevchek met with the local ODF district forester and have since decided to not to carry on with the hearing request after the consultation. The remaining landowners, many of whom have had communications with the local ODF district personnel, were not satisfied and requested the hearings to proceed. The landowner objections to having their tax lots added to the assessment roll are listed in each of the final orders that are in your packet. I reviewed the objections and have also reviewed the assessment requirements for each tax lot. In each case, the lot all met the requirements to be assessed. Those requirements are the land has been classified as forest land by a county classification committee. The owner of the land has been correctly identified. The acres and tax lot number are correctly identified. And the owner has not provided protection through a plan approved by the board on their own or through membership in a forest protective association. In all 4 remaining cases, ORS 477.210 requires the state forester to provide fire protection to the forest land owned by the above mentioned landowners, and the county assessor must collect the cost of that protection under ORS 477.270. There is no bar against the properties in question from being assessed for fire protection by the state forester and by a rural fire protection district. This concludes my presentation. I am available to answer any questions from the board.
Any questions? So, my understanding too is that the board upon the review of the letters from landholders, additional testimony during the board meeting, and the facts that have just been described and presented, the board may, 1, remand the matter to department staff for further review on such issues as the board specifies and to prepare revised proposed orders as appropriate, 2, reject any or all of the proposed orders and direct the department to prepare different final orders, or 3, adopt 1 or more of the proposed orders as the board's final orders. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Any further staff comment? Do we have folks here who are
affected by this?
Yeah.
Jeff. Yeah, you're signed up.
Nobody has signed up to appear.
To appear, so?
So the staff recommendation is to adopt the final proposed final orders as written for these landowners, Mr. Jared Evans, Mr. Randy Rasmussen, Mr. Greg Reed, Mr. Rocky and Ms. Dorothy Losley, and Mr. Stephen and Ms. Diana Shevchek. And at that case, also just note that the appeal has been withdrawn.
But we still need to do the final.
Need to take this action.
We still need to take the do the final order, but they were no longer going to appeal it. But we'd still need to issue that.
So is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
So move.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
I know we get into this. Is there a process? What I saw in the arguments were arguments that weren't consistent with what we make our decision on. It's more about the classification itself, which isn't within our decision.
We make the assessment phase, decision.
Right.
And not the forest land classification decision.
Given this comes up persistently every year, is there something in the communication to make that clear to people? So they spent time to make an appeal, but they're appealing on the wrong issues. And so I'm looking at the process there, and are we missing something with landowners that they don't understand that?
With that, for a little bit of perspective for Lane County in particular, there was 5,631 lots that were added to the assessment rolls, and that we received 4 appeals from that particular county. So the amount that's reaching a fairly high number of folks have that information in front of them of what why they're being assessed, where the classification process leads them, and the actions taken by the department afterwards.
As a follow-up to that, are we having more people appeal at the right time? And are we seeing, kind of better interest at that? Because I know we've done a lot of outreach and increased communication from lessons learned. So do you have a sense of that?
I believe we do. There's been an increase in public meetings as far, and a lot of the information is being taken place at the districts do field a lot of phone calls that usually are informational and helping folks understand what the actions are taking place, what the assessment process is. The assessment process itself has had an increase in public meetings as well, since it's a distinctively separate process. So there's an increase in outreach and communication in that process, and then also with the assessment process that follows afterwards.
Well, it's the same argument every year for us. I mean, it's... And, you could take the names off the ones last year and same argument. I feel for these people, not understanding. I do wish there was something that we could do. And I don't know what that is, but.
But I do think, what we're seeing is with a number, particularly with a number of lots added in Lane, if we had improved our process, we would have had a lot more appeals. And then I think while only one formally withdrew, nobody came here at the board. So I think our communication at the district level to explain the process to them has helped. So, at least I think we're doing better to get them to understand the process. When I think about, it was 5,000, so we're less than a hundredth of a percent. Maybe tenth of a percent of misses. So, and again, I don't think so I've watched this over, the years that I've been here at the department, and every year we've done kind of an after-action review of our process and have worked to improve it. So
I call for the question.
Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.